Each soul is an individual unit of consciousness that originated from one source known as infinite consciousness. Each soul has a universal kinship with one another. Because all things in the universe stem from the same infinite consciousness, each soul has a divine purpose, to evolve and experience all aspects of creation, learn everything that is, and eventually rejoin the Creator and become part of infinite consciousness. Consciousness equals soul equals divine spiritual being equals co-creator. 3. The soul's divine mission. Committed to the law of one and the desire to evolve into the higher dimensional realms, embody the divine qualities of unity, love, compassion and respect as part of your being, consciously practice and demonstrate divinity, unconditional love and compassion, respect yourself and others. Awareness of the Creator in yourself and others, accept all experiences are lessons for spiritual growth, to love, respect and honor all spiritual beings including earth, nature and all living things, accept that you are connected and part of the human family, so what affects one, affects all, accept that each spiritual being has taken a different spiritual path to your own. Advance one's own spiritual wisdom, dedicate yourself to the service of others by sharing and teaching your knowledge and wisdom, without hesitation. Only you are responsible for evolving your consciousness. Dimensional laws for spiritual development. As a soul, it is your divine mission to evolve your consciousness and to experience everything that exists in the universe. To do this, your consciousness must master a range of different spiritual lessons that define each dimension, before you can ascend to the next dimension. Each dimension or reality is a place for experiencing ourselves for evolving our consciousness. Each dimension has a specific spiritual curriculum that we must master, before we can graduate. This is known as the law of progress. All consciousness has a divine purpose to evolve, explore and ascend through the 12 dimensions. Our human experience is the first path for our spiritual growth and we have scripted and restricted each lifetime to master those 3D lessons. Your evolutionary path can be pictured as a ladder or spiral of spiritual growth over the entire universal spectra or space-time continuum. We come to the end of our exploration, completed lessons, and consciously experience everything that exists or all that is before finally rejoining the octave of infinite knowledge and infinite consciousness. Your anchor position within the hierarchy of consciousness, or spiritual hierarchy, defines your degree of spiritual development. Your spiritual advancement refers to your level of intellect, wisdom and knowledge you have accumulated over many incarnational lifetimes. This hierarchy can be visualized as a spiral consisting of the primary colors that correspond to the visible light spectrum. Your consciousness or soul has a unique frequency signature, which means your position corresponds to a specific color and overtone within this hierarchy. Each incarnation aims to progress your consciousness to a higher frequency. Your frequency determines what dimension you can consciously experience, so currently, the frequency of your consciousness permits you to only experience the third dimension. The ascension program is designed to help raise the frequency of your consciousness, which provides you the opportunity to ascend and consciously experience a higher dimension. The following table represents the stages of spiritual laws for each dimension. For example, for eons, all human souls, in the form of mass consciousness experienced the first dimension. Later, we spiritually progressed to the second dimension as a basic life form egg, animal, and then graduated into a higher or more intelligent animal, before finally evolving into the third dimension to become a self-aware human being. From here, we started the process of experiencing endless incarnational cycles in the 3D time. Space continuum to continue our spiritual advancement, until we have the opportunity to graduate or ascend to the next dimension and keep continuing the path of evolving our consciousness. Dimension. Spiritual law. 8th-12th dimension. Service to the cosmos, infinite love and infinite light. 7th dimension. Service to all, universal love and universal light. Sixth dimension. Service to one, divine love and divine wisdom. Fifth dimension. Service to love, unconditional love and unconditional wisdom. Fourth dimension. Service to others, unconditional love, compassion and unity. Third dimension. Service to self, duality, ego, love, divine separation and self-awareness. Second dimension. Service to growth, conscious, sentient, reproduction and instinct. First dimension. The creation of matter and individual consciousness. It should be noted that your household pets are sentient life forms with 2D consciousness, known as elementals, which coexist in the 3D time, space continuum. They have not yet spiritually progressed to the level of 3D consciousness. Elementals are destined to incarnate into 3D life forms, human, so they can explore and experience 3D consciousness. New Earth will have animals and plants, but you need to spiritually understand that elementals are spiritual beings and like humans, they also have their own spiritual path to follow. From a spiritual point of view, household pets selected their owners for a reason. You already know deep within yourselves that they have a soul. Animals do not have an ego, they live on love and instinct. They know no other way. Household pets have elected their owners for a spiritual reason, to learn the 3D law of unconditional love and friendship. In other words, you agreed in this incarnation to spiritually help every household pet you owned to evolve closer to 3D consciousness. More importantly, if you make the decision to participate in personal ascension, then you have your answer. Your household pets will most likely be joining you, but you must prepare yourself in the same manner as you would for friends and family who have decided not to participate in the ascension process. The third dimensional law, service to self. Service to self, STS, governs the spiritual path for the third dimension. STS is a polarized reality created by the collective consciousness of humanity, which permits souls to reincarnate and explore either positive or negative human experiences. This dimensional law means that humankind collectively created a third dimensional negative planet, which is based on the spiritual lesson of duality and ego. Ego refers to pursuing human activities to support your human existence, such as materialism, wealth, status, sabotage and power preoccupation, power over others, control and enslavement. Duality was created by humanity. Duality means humanity created the polar opposite in human conditions that can be consciously experienced. For example, living standards are polarized between poverty to wealth or public versus private education. You have been reincarnating to emotionally explore duality or a range of negative and positive human experiences including fear, pain, remorse, guilt, judgment, greed, selfishness, love, survival, etc. Our civilization existing here right now is the fourth rat race that has existed on Earth to learn the same 3D spiritual lessons, Mu, Lemuria, Atlantis, humanity. Earth has always been used as a planet to seed infant souls. Earth is a school for learning duality and understanding opposites, which has helped you fast track your spiritual growth. For every fantastic lifetime of love, joy and happiness, there has been an equally strong and negative emotional experience of devastation, hardship, pain and suffering. This is the purpose of duality, to fast track spiritual development. There are no such things as hell, the devil or Satan, these are false man-made beliefs, which were created for explaining away the unloving attributes of suffering, chaos, and destruction created by our early civilization, infant souls. Most of humanity thinks we are born, you live, and then die. This is incorrect. As souls, each one of you has had a multitude of different lifetimes on Earth. Before each incarnational cycle, you decide exactly what lessons you want to learn, the basic requirements for your life and the type of polarized experiences you want to explore on Earth. Reincarnation has helped you master your lessons in duality. you have killed and been killed by others, you have been male and female including a mother, father, son, uncle, grandmother, etc. We have been a soldier, warrior, villain, farmer and artist. We have experienced suffering, disease, illness, poverty, pain, joy, love, freedom and fear. To learn from all the possible lessons of duality that has been possible on Earth, we have experienced every different human aspect available on the planet. Today, many souls have now come to the end of their cycle of duality. After thousands of lifetimes, many of you have nothing left to learn on Earth. The major purpose of reincarnation involves the clearing of uncompleted life lessons from previous lifetimes. However, after you have mastered your lesson, you do not repeat them in another lifetime. The number of experiences or reincarnated lives is completely a matter of choice for each soul. Some souls may choose to experience several hundred incarnations or others may master that same lesson after five incarnations. There is only one rule, it is all about spiritual development. This is the purpose of your divine mission. You have put yourself through many lifetimes and polarized experiences to acquire and progress your wisdom, intelligence and knowledge, and spiritual self. Back home, before you incarnated from the spirit world, a group of 60 spiritual advisors helped you decide exactly the lessons you wanted to experience in this lifetime. The term heaven and hell are human terms, these places do not exist. Between incarnations, all souls return to the spirit world, which is located in the middle level overtones of the 4D. Your spiritual advisors are known as your council of elders, which includes your best friend you selected to manage your incarnational contract when you arrive on Earth. This spiritual being is known as your master, or primary guide. The council reviewed your spiritual lessons and further refined those lessons. This is known as your incarnational contract, which serves the purpose for each incarnation. Your contract also involved the need to teach and or learn from other individuals or groups of souls, thus you established mutual contracts with others. Situations, events were formulated, which would be the catalyst to bring the group of souls together to learn these lessons. Once the soul contract was finalized, you then selected the secondary aspects such as the time and place of your birth, your parents, siblings, sexuality, health status, etc. and then you finally incarnated into the body during gestation ready to begin a new incarnation. When you were born, you had amnesia, known as the veil of forgetfulness. You started your life without any recollection of previous incarnations nor understood the lessons you had to master in this lifetime. Each spiritual being has taken a different spiritual path to your own. There is no right or wrong. Every good and bad experience has been one step closer to perfection. Your spiritual development has been dependent on your ability to consciously evaluate each human experience, understand those lessons, and accept the consequences of your actions. Otherwise, your soul will replay the same script using different actors during the next lifetime. That's the purpose of your life lessons. You elect to have certain experiences that enable you to overcome your weaknesses, until you perfect those lessons. Under duality, peace and unity was not the spiritual lesson for you. Duality was designed to allow you, self, to explore polarized experiences. The question now is, do you want to remain in duality or graduate and continue your spiritual growth, advancement, and evolution in the fourth dimension? Reincarnation. Reincarnation is a misunderstood concept. There is a segment within humanity that believes the concept of one life and body, while others believe in judgment, punishment, sin and hell. These concepts are false and incorrect. Let's begin with some basic definitions. Soul, consciousness that chooses to experience itself on the earth plane in a human body, reincarnation. After the death of the physical body, the soul returns home to the spirit world and begins planning for its next incarnational cycle, incarnation. The rebirth of the soul on the earth plane in a human body to continue developing or advancing its consciousness, spirit world, located in the mid-level overtones of the fourth dimension or the upper astral plane around the earth plane, where your soul or consciousness exists between each incarnational cycle. Note, heaven is simply another name that refers to a higher dimension. Many people believe that nothing exists after each lifetime. Reincarnation does exist. It is the tool for developing your consciousness and for learning a polarity of 3D human experiences. Your consciousness is you. Reincarnation has defined who you are, your level of intellect, wisdom and morality. If you do not accept this, then you do not know who you are. Each soul plans the experiences it needs to learn before it recommences a new incarnational cycle on Earth. In the spirit world, your Council of Elders helped you develop your incarnational contact and mapped out life experiences, lessons and events. According to your level of development, each of you is positioned within the hierarchy of consciousness. Every soul has a singular and unique frequency, position, that corresponds to a specific color and overtone. Your rank has nothing to do with power struggle, privileges or special rights in the spiritual world. Your frequency or soul song is the result of your personal achievement, selecting difficult incarnational lessons, the number of incarnations, wisdom, and working with individuals on a lower level who have contributed to your spiritual development and position in the hierarchy. For example, a high rank means a soul has a higher frequency. Reincarnation aims to increase the vibrational frequency of your consciousness. Your rank is a measure of all your incarnational experiences in the third dimension. Thus you are considered a multi-dimensional being, because you have experienced many lifetimes on Earth and other 3D planets for your spiritual advancement. Each incarnation is simply a way of exploring a range of frequencies. Highly polarized experiences create new wisdom and newer and intense emotions, which generates a higher frequency. Souls are indigenous to this planet. You could say that your soul, the conscious part of you, is eternal and survives beyond death, but the physical body is a vehicle for consciousness to experience itself. Hence incarnations are mortal, and this is the reason why souls create a new contract and repeat, learn a new human experience. The number of lifetimes a soul needs is completely a matter of choice. There are no rules. Reincarnation is a tool for spiritual development, because souls cannot fit all the possible lessons and experiences into one lifetime. This life is only one of them. A soul's rank is characterized by its personal character, emotional maturity and spiritual IQ, wisdom, knowledge and level of intelligence, and moral standards that it has acquired from its accumulated incarnations. For example, celebrities, leaders and royalty are not occupied by higher-ranked souls. Older souls have previously learned their lessons in power over others, control, and greed from previous lifetimes. In addition, the various religious ceremonies such as canonization, papacy, clergyman, and ordinations are human belief systems, and those religious titles do not exist in the spirit world. The success of those souls of completing their incarnational lessons in those roles would certainly influence their rank or position in the spiritual hierarchy. Death is a human belief system that has been created to invoke fear and suggests that nothing exists after your life, but ironically, many beliefs support the notion that a soul goes to heaven. Yes, there is an afterlife. It is known as the spiritual world. There is no such thing as sin, judgment, punishment or hell. These are again, false man-made beliefs. When you return to the spiritual world, you are not punished for any sin, and a soul certainly does not cease to exist after a person dies. Regardless of what each soul has done on earth, every soul returns to the spirit world. Souls are authentically adored for selecting difficult life experiences, because those lessons have helped them to advance their consciousness, and the consciousness of the collective. From a spiritual viewpoint, sin really means selecting a human experience which lowers the frequency of your energy signature or avoided completing a particular experience during your incarnation, which was designed by you for the purposes of increasing your frequency. More importantly, never mourn the loss of a person, rather celebrate the release of their soul, so they can reincarnate again on Earth, or remain behind and work as a guide to assist your incarnated friends and family on Earth. Service to others. Your physical body dies, not your soul. Your spiritual contract consists of two components. Lessons are new emotional experiences and situations, including those not completed from previous incarnations, which help you increase your wisdom or knowledge, frequency. A trial means you interfered and changed the frequency of someone's lesson during a previous incarnation from your mental, body or verbal actions and behavior which hurt, harmed or caused pain to another soul. That experience and situation will continue to be replayed in successive incarnations, until that energy you created between and that person has been healed. A trial is also known as karma. Karma can only be healed when you consciously realize that you caused the situation, and then forgive your actions, otherwise the same people and situation that caused the pain will be repeated in the next incarnation. Karma is simply emotional energy in action that remains attached to you until healed, which stems from your actions and behavior that affected the welfare of another soul. The key principle for service to others, means dedicating yourself, your soul, to assist other souls with their spiritual advancement, by sharing and teaching any spiritual aspect from your accumulated knowledge. Therefore, your spiritual contract incorporates both service to others and service to self components. This is why certain people come into your life and later leave. You have helped them with a specific lesson or vice versa. Service to self refers to ego and duality. In addition, service to others' lessons are not restricted to helping human souls. Household pets and or domestic animals that have been in your life were for a spiritual reason. They selected you, so you could help them progress from 2D consciousness, instinct, and learn the early lessons in 3D consciousness, love and compassion. Your spiritual service means these souls can progress and eventually ascend and reincarnate into a third density body to fully experience 3D consciousness. Every soul has a divine role to assist in the spiritual development of other souls. When you look back and review all the terrible events in the history of humanity, understand that all those souls chose to participate in these shocking events. There is no such thing as bad people, villains, or victims. Every single soul volunteered to participate in any given human experience for a particular spiritual reason. Every soul agrees to have that situation happen to them. Polarized human experiences help souls evolve. Each soul will select what it wants to experience on Earth during its incarnation. Souls may wish to experience being controlled by another, being abandoned, feeling isolated, being dependent on others or killed. For example, lessons in control could include slavery, marriage with an abusive spouse, or a member of your family, or being a member of a military organization. You carefully selected the details for your incarnation, including your family, sexuality, place of birth, and geographical events, and then established mutual contracts with other souls who would participate in the same human experiences. One soul may undertake a simple lesson, while another will engage in all the possible complexities of the same lesson. The polarization of emotional experiences simply advances their frequency. On the Earth plane, this concept is very important, because many people judge and criticize others, including their friends and family, when those individuals make a mistake or suffer, but actually, those human experiences are unique to that person. Those spiritual lessons were selected as pre-incarnational arrangements that they wanted to consciously experience during this lifetime. Compassion means that no person has the right to judge another person's decisions, choices, or wrongdoings, because you do not know what the spiritual lessons and or karma that those souls are here to experience. It is very important before entering the next dimension that you understand and accept the following spiritual concepts. Reincarnation is a tool that advances the frequency of your consciousness, soul. The frequency of your consciousness determines your rank in the spiritual hierarchy. Every human experience, situation, and new emotions helps your consciousness to evolve. New frequency, a soul's rank or level of spiritual development determines the individual's overall spiritual IQ or knowledge, degree of wisdom, level of intelligence, and degree of morality. During each lifetime, every soul has an incarnational contract, which determines what situations happen to them, the people they learn from, who they will assist, and what experiences they wish to emotionally learn. Every soul can exercise free will, which changes their incarnational parameters while existing on Earth. The frequency of the planet's consciousness determines the types of soul groups that can reincarnate. For example, Earth can only support physical life forms that can reincarnate in the frequency range from 2D to 4D levels of consciousness. Before reincarnating, you carefully select your parents, to ensure your soul's frequency will be compatible the frequency of the baby's ethereal body, energy signature, the human conditions that exist on Earth, ego and duality, have been established for the purpose for souls to learn their 3D lessons, service to self, and later progress to learn 4D lessons, service to others. You must never judge another soul's decision and what they wish to experience, because you do not understand the full reasons why a soul has made that incarnational decision. Free will. In accordance to the law of one, you have the divine righteousness to experience anything you choose. The law of free will means every individual can consciously decide to participate in any given human experience. In other words, you have the right to do whatever you want. You are the boss of your mind and body. You have the right to feel any emotion and participate in any event, activity or situation, as long as it does not violate the same right of others. You have the right to suffer or feel happy. Free will encompasses the complete idea that whatever it is that you want to pursue, you may do so. You can decide the course of action you wish to take at any point in your human life. The path you choose is what you have decided to experience. You are the boss of your free will, unless you give it away. From a spiritual perspective, because you are consciousness, your mission involves experiencing yourself in order to evolve. For this reason, free will is not a spiritual infringement, rather alternative life decisions create new emotions and experiences, which generate new frequencies. This is the aim of your divine mission, to explore all possible 3D emotions and experiences. Free will refers to the rational mind deciding to consciously participate or not in any given human experience, e.g., responding to someone's questions, having a relationship, etc. Of course, we are not talking about the small day-to-day decisions, like what will I eat for lunch? These are situational decisions that have little or no influence on your incarnational contract. Free will means you consciously accept or deny any positive or negative energy from your physical reality. Free will manifests as a thought, and when you take action over your consciousness, you create your reality and this brings about a new human experience. Free will is your divine right to consciously decide what energy you want to accept that you believe is best for your life. Many people often blame others or God for their negative experiences, misadventures and mistakes. You and only you have been responsible for creating your human life. You can choose to experience the infinite possibilities that exist on Earth. Here is the truth: your reality right now was created from your thoughts, beliefs, and actions, and only you can take action to participate, stay, or stop experiencing a particular aspect that you are experiencing in your life. Free will is not divine justice. This intentional, it is about spiritual progression. You have complete control over everything. Until you discover and until you truly believe it, you are not powerless nor are you a victim. You have the creative potential to stop or undo any situation you are currently experiencing. You are the one that consciously decides to participate or not in any given human experience. No person controls your free will, unless you consciously give it away. Each person is a master of one's existence. Before you embarked upon this incarnation, you made mutual contracts with other souls to have come into your life to assist you at some point during your lifetime. You selected those souls as experts in specific areas of learning. You also researched all the possible things you needed to experience for this incarnation. These situations are called life lessons. Some of the incidents were positive and others were negative. The very purpose you always incarnate has been to commence either new lessons or complete unfinished lessons. When people exercise free will, they make a choice and decide the course of action they take in any given situation. Every new experience creates new conscious energy, thoughts, feelings, emotions, etc., and this vibrationally adds to the uniqueness of your consciousness.